listening to Prep Football Talk,
presented by Freeman Webb,
with Greg Pogue and Coach Bubba Spears.
Your sports live here
on 94.9 The Fan and the Game Nashville Sports Network.
Roy's Meat Service, East Nashville. Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb. Top of the hour, next hour, 101 with Greg Pogue will be rising racing star. Good dude. Got a nice full beard going too, Jackson Boone. Somebody who's not capable of growing a beard is Craig Ladd.
Hey, Greg, that's because I have such a baby face.
Yeah, right. Man. Week 10, and let's jump. I mean, we've got games now, region championship games and region playoff implications all the way through here. Let's start with Baylor-Ensworth. Both teams 3-0 in Division II, Class AAA, that East region.
That's right, Greg. And the winner will have sole possession of that Division II AAA East region and a clear path to that region title. Ensworth 6-2 has enjoyed a banner season. E.J. Gibson is one of the top junior running backs in the mid-state. He's rushed for 1,075 yards, 17 touchdowns this season. Had a big game against CPA in the 28-21 win in Week 8, 175 yards, 3 touchdowns. Baylor, 7-0, also features a talented rusher in David Gabriel Georges, who's ranked – he's the number one player in the state and number two running back in the nation for the class of 2027, according to 24/7 Sports. This will be the 17th meeting all time with Ensworth winning 9 of the previous matchups, but Baylor has won the last 4 battles.
Well, you made a face over there when he brought up the running back. What, Bubba? Did he steal some of your thunder?
No. I mean, you know, we need running backs. But as I've said many times last few years, it's a quarterback-driven game right now. And if you got that, well, if you got a running back now, you got somebody you can hand it off to. And I like handing it off to a running back.
I didn't know that. Division I, Class 5A, Region 6, Beach and Portland, both undefeated in region play.
You're exactly right, Greg. Once again, the winner of this ball game is going to have the top spot in the region. After opening the season 2-0, Portland dropped back-to-back games to Springfield and East Robertson, respectively. But since the Panthers have won 3 out of the last 4, despite losing last night to Davidson Academy 21-6, beat 6-1, knocked off Gallatin 62-29, running back D.K. Williams, 5 touchdowns last night, quarterback Caden Powell rushed for 200 yards and 3 scores. It was the 6th straight win for the Bucks since opening the season with a loss to Green Hill. Beach has owned this series, guys. They've won 12 in a row in 15 of the previous 17 meetings.
Wow. We had Arsente Broom, Antioch coach, on. Of course, Antioch 8-0, first time since 1963 at Clarksville. Region Division I, Class 6A, Region 5, both of them 4-0 in the region.
Absolutely. A huge, huge matchup between these two schools. Antioch 8-0, as you mentioned, Greg. They feature the most dynamic pass-catch duo in the state in quarterback Andre Adams and wideout Brandon Galladay. Adams has passed for 2,421 yards, 29 touchdowns, 1 interception. I said that right, 1 interception. Galladay has been the recipient of 52 of Adams' completions for 1,193 yards, 15 scores. Clarksville has had a really good season. They're 6-2. They've won 6 straight by an average margin of 27 points. They rely on the run game. They average 233 yards per game, led by Avari Galbraith, Jamarcus Watkins, and Bryson Ellington. They've combined for 1,417 yards.
Yeah, Craig, also Clarksville, you know, they run that wing T, and you just got to stay at home and have assignments on defense, and I'm sure Coach Broom will get that down. But you did say 5-star quarterback Andre Adams, and I'm making Brandon Galladay here on air. He's a four-star receiver. Like I said, I'd sign him. If
Bubba,
he, if
Bubba, handed, Bubba handed out stars this morning.
Yeah. They're good.
Bubba, I think Bubba, is the, he's bucking for a job at 24-7 Sports.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, him and that wing T of his.
Yeah.
He can be their wing T correspondent, right? Was he going to cover about two teams in the state?
No.
How many wing T's are there in running the state, you think?
You'd be surprised.
Yeah, probably would
you
be.
Would.
Yeah. Well, that doesn't
hey,
go
guys,
good.
I'm going to mention this, too. I think it's advantageous for Antioch because you just don't, you know, that wing T, Bubba knows it's hard to prepare for, and the fact that Antioch's got 2 weeks to prepare for, I think is an advantage for them.
Yeah, and Arcente used to play in it.
He played in it, yeah. He'll
Division yeah. without a clue.
Well,
Division II, Class AA, the Middle Region, FRA, Franklin Grace. And FRA's only loss was that wild one to Antioch.
That's right, Greg. Currently, you know, Franklin Grace, with last night's loss to Good Pasture, they're tied for second. They're looking to hand FRA their first loss. In the region, FRA 6-1. You mentioned Greg. Their only loss was to Antioch. They're led by a high-powered offense. Quarterback Jack Nimitz, running back Mike Hassel. In that Antioch game, Nimitz passed for 391 yards, three touchdowns. Hassel combined for 329 yards rushing and receiving, and five scores. Franklin Grace 7-1 had their first loss of the season last night to Good Pasture, 24-7. They still have won more games in the school's history. Never have won seven games in that school's history. Knox Lambert, he going into the game last night, 1,538 yards passing, 16 touchdowns. Guys, Franklin Grace has a great, great secondary. They have had 10 interceptions so far going into last night's game. Junior Grayson McCown, Zachariah Rankhorn, three picks each.
Wow. Right over in East Nashville, Houston County at East Nashville.
Yeah, Houston County 4-4 on the season. The Fighting Irish rely on a run game that averages 251 yards per game, led by senior running back Preston Mitchell, who's totaled 1,293 yards and 12 touchdowns on the season. You know, East Nashville, guys, we talked about this. They started the season 0-4. Since then, they've won three straight after last night's 41-3 region win in Hickman County. During that win streak, East has outscored its opponents 117-19. They are led by quarterback Dallas Covington. Through week eight, he passed for 951 yards, nine touchdowns, while completing 79% of his passes.
One more to hit. Lebanon at Gallatin.
Hey, listen, Lebanon 7-1. What an outstanding season they had. Their undefeated season ended last night with a tough loss to Green Hill, 22-15. Senior quarterback Austin Harrison leads an offense that averages 26 points per game. And, guys, after missing two games due to injury, the Blue Devils' ground attack received a shot in the arm with the return of running back Guyan Azetta. He rushed for 219 yards and three touchdowns last night. Gallatin, 5-2, saw its two-game winning streak snapped by Beach last night, 62-19. Winner of this game will take over sole possession of second place in Class 6A Region 4. Guys, this series began in 1930. Friday night will be the 77th meeting between these two schools. Gallatin leads the series with 53 wins, but Lebanon has won the last three of the four matchups.
Craig, thank you as always. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you next Saturday morning.
Sounds good, guys.
See you, Craig.
All right, that's going to wrap up Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb. Roy's Meat Service coming up one-on-one with Jackson Boone.